Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 770. 770 in our original It's Your Business series. Labor Day weekend for many of you, you're on the road. God bless you. Drive safely. We'll bless those of you as well that are not doing that yet. You're doing a little laboring. You're going to play around, have some time with the family, your business, and your life. In this hour, we'll sample the South Dakota State Fair again in Huron. Lauren Noss joins us to tell us just how that fundraising is going for that 4-H Exhibit Center. The old building is down. They're using the armory. And trust me, if it's warm in Huron, you know that they're going to be wanting that future building in place by next year. Scott Verilek, Coima K-Meg, will have the trendings. Craig Markart, the lone snapshot of the day. Todd Newberger of Edward Jones, you can bet he's going to be already talking Brandon in his football mode this morning. But we'll also make sure he talks about Main Street to Wall Street. And you'll meet It's Your Business Hartford community. And part of the family we'll introduce you to this morning is the Pizza Ranch Manager of the Year. System-wide, and it's right there in my hometown of Hartford, South Dakota. But let's start with Jody Perrette, Manager of Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota.
And?
Iowa.
There you go. Right on track. You know, August has been a great time for you and your plastic surgeons. You've added yet another face.
We did. We added Dr. Jill Murphy to our esteemed staff of surgeons, and we are excited to have her on board.
Now, we had thought about her being with us today, but things happen when you're in the medical profession, like
That's
another
right.
case.
Yes, she actually added some surgery on, so she's quite busy today, so she wasn't able to join us.
Tell us the kind of cases she's been working, and we need to also share the love with your other docs as well.
Absolutely. She actually is doing a combination case today with one of our other physicians, doing a breast reconstruction case. And this is one of the few cases that they actually do in South Dakota, and it's called a deep flap for breast reconstruction, which are very few done in the state. So it's great to have her on board and having the opportunity to be able to perform these procedures and not have to send these patients out of the area.
Now, her background includes University of Nebraska, a little stop in Omaha, and University of Kansas.
Correct. She specializes a lot in the breast reconstruction field, but she also does all of the cosmetic as well. She enjoys the breast reconstruction, helping the female anatomy, obviously.
Sure.
But she does help anybody else, cosmetically, physically, whatever the demand is.
For those people that don't know, Plastic Surgery Associates is not something that's based in California.
Right.
Certainly doesn't deal with Joan Rivers on the East Coast. You just try to take care of people here in a way that makes them comfortable with themselves and their families.
Right. We don't make you look plastic. We make you look natural. So you are comfortable with yourself. Whatever you feel is going to be accommodating to you, make you feel a little bit better, have a little bit more self-esteem, that's what we're going to do to help you out. If you want people to know, we'll help you out in that factor too. But if you don't want people to know that you've had cosmetic surgery, it's not going to be that noticeable. It's completely up to you on what you want.
Jody Perrette, to manage your Plastic Surgery Associates of Spencer, Iowa, and?
South Dakota.
Gosh,
you're going to get me.
I'm going to keep trying. We always talk about a homegrown team. And,
yes.
And we did mention Jill Murphy. Tell us about the others and how they're homegrown.
Dr. Meyer grew up in northern South Dakota in the Aberdeen-Redfield area, as well as Dr. Miller. And Dr. Bright is actually a Sioux Falls native. So we're all from this area. And Dr. Miller actually left the state, went out to the East Coast, did some training and schooling, and actually had a practice, came back home. So they're all within the South Dakota area.
One of the things you guys have continued to improve is your website, where people can go online, do the shopping, and you get a lot of responses by email.
We do. You can ask questions online. We'll respond to them. You can ask to schedule an appointment. We'll get back to you. Or you can even just call our office with questions, concerns to schedule an appointment. We'll take care of you. We'll answer your questions and give you the time you need.
All right. Somebody's sitting out there today saying, I need to find out how this would affect me, what it's going to take, maybe what the costs are. Are there insurance needs there, recovery time? Let's walk them through the procedure.
Sure. Just give our office a call. We have plenty of staff on hand that can answer those questions. First of all, you would need to know what area of the body you're looking at taking care of. We can give you an idea if it's covered by insurance or not, give you an idea of an estimated cost, recovery time, what the scheduling time period is. Right now, it takes just a couple of weeks to get in for a consultation. Depending upon if it's an insurance-covered case, it may take a couple weeks to get an answer back from insurance on if they're going to cover the procedure or not. And if not, we can generally get you in for the surgery within a couple weeks based on the physician and the type of surgery you're planning to have.
One of the things that people, regardless of the medical area or anything that they need some help with, they need to feel comfortable. They need
Absolutely.
To feel comfortable that their questions are going to be answered, and it's not just somebody talking to you as a number.
Right.
I think what I have seen, what I've heard, Plastic Surgery Associates takes care of people.
Absolutely. You are a patient with us. The day you come in, you are a patient. We will remember you. We take care of you. You call us back with questions, concerns. You will get your calls returned, and you will get answers. We take care of you from the day you step into the door until your treatment is complete.
4201 South Minnesota Avenue, number 112,
yes.
is where they would find you.
Correct.
But you have other locations other than Spencer, Iowa.
Yes, we do. We also go up north to Watertown, down to Dakota Dunes, over to Yankton. We actually do surgery in Sioux City, Iowa, and then down in Spencer.
Skincare. Something that I always try to bury a little bit in the show so I don't catch it right off the top. It's been something that you have mentioned, Dr. Shields, who was on our show with Marvin a couple
sure.
of times as I went through a procedure this year. They wanted to make sure that I had the right cover-up. A lot of times people just go to a store and say, well, this will work. You guys take a little different procedure with it, both what... Dr. Shields and Marvin, and what Jody is going to say, take care of yourself. There is a product that best fits you.
Absolutely. We use physician-grade skincare. It is provided only for physicians to provide to you because it has a stronger active ingredient. You cannot buy it in a boxed retail store. You can buy it only from physicians. The active ingredients are stronger, so you are getting more for your money. The SPF that you need to look for is a minimum of 30. 30 is basically the baseline you go with. For the face, you want to look for something that is non-PABA oil-free. That's going to help prevent any of the breakouts that you may have on the face from the active ingredients that you may have. And we do provide that for you.
Makes sense to me. Now, calendar says end of August, and that means that I can... take my hat off. I can go out and play golf regardless of, being I'm from the north, you know, if I go to St. Louis to play or New Orleans or wherever it is, I don't have to wear a hat because it's now in the fall, the winter of the year.
Is there no sun behind those clouds and not reflecting
well,
off of any blacktop?
Is it as close as it was? I mean, in the summertime, it's a little closer.
It is closer. The rays are still there and the UVs are still getting you. You need to wear SPF year-round.
Can I wear a smaller hat? Or do I have to keep wearing the same thing year-round? It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You need to block the reflection off your skin.
Bill, you need to go out in a hazmat suit with a complete head over. Okay?
I've had that said.
I know.
Just cover up. Make
just
it
checking.
Work. Skincare is one of the things that you do.
Yes.
And not only with what we're talking about with the face, it also affects the arms, the legs.
It does.
Anything else that might be very important and could affect you later in life.
Absolutely. You just don't see it now, but you will see it later in life, and that's when all of the skin cancers do produce themselves.
All right. Often people think of cosmetic surgery, Plastic Surgery Associates, anybody that's doing anything in that arena, as being just for women. You would beg to differ.
I will differ. We've had more men come in lately than what you would imagine. You know, the men trying to get a new job that want to look younger than their opponent, get the bags taken off of under their eyes, or get a few tucks here or there just to make sure that they look a little bit more fit and trim for that position, depending upon what they're going for. But we can take care of facial procedures on men. We can take care of taking off that extra skin around the waist, tightening up. Even men come in for the Botox and filler treatments just
really?
For, yeah, just for the non-invasive procedures, just for a little tweak here and there, just to make them feel better.
Do men have different type of questions than women? Are they a little bit more concerned that That's not a place a man goes?
They're a little apprehensive, but, you know, once they start coming, they feel very comfortable.
Because it gives them the look?
Gives them the look and the confidence.
And that's really what we're kind of about, isn't it?
That's right.
If you can feel comfortable with where you're at, where you're going to go, how it's going to affect you in the future.
Their friends and family don't know they've been there. So it just makes them...
Well,
how would they know they've been there?
Well, sometimes they notice a change. They look
younger.
If
they have Botox or a filler, it's less invasive. Makes them feel better. They have less wrinkling. They look younger. Feel better about themselves.
You know, Jody comes in, I almost want to wear a mask. And it's like... Well, what is she looking at today? You know, what should I be changing? And you don't feel that way because it's an individual decision.
That's right.
As long as you're happy with yourself and you have some plan in mind and you have sat down and talked to professionals, it doesn't matter what somebody across the table is saying. Gee, he needs to worry about those eyes and that waist. Have you seen that? And his shoes are tennis shoes today. So that's not what you're thinking. You're thinking...
Absolutely.
As doctors do, as those in the caregiving, we need to take care of them to the degree they want it.
Exactly. You treat them to what they are going to be happy with. And that's why we have you come in for an evaluation. Come in for a skincare evaluation or come in and visit with one of the nurses that are trained in the injection field. They can tell you what's going to benefit you and get you the results that you individually are looking for.
So if I wanted to get in today, I would call and you'd get me in tomorrow. A month from now, 6 months from now.
Well, if you wanted to get in just for a non-invasive procedure with a nurse, we can get you in next week. If you wanted to get in with one of the physicians, it's generally a week or two to get in for a consultation, depending upon what physician you elect to get in with. It does not take that long to get in for a consultation.
All right. We're going to go gender for just a second, okay?
All right.
Men rather work with men and women with women, or what are you finding at Plastic Surgery Associates?
You do see some of that gender specific. However, you do see some people that are just confident with, my friend had this doctor and I feel comfortable going to this physician to have this done. Names, references are real popular. But we are seeing a lot of females now wanting to come to our female physician, Dr. Murphy. We also have the others that are content with their surgeons that they've had in the past and refer people to those physicians. So all four of our physicians are busy.
I think it was Chris Carter from KTWB that came in and talked about Dr. Bright.
Right.
How he had been recommended over in Laverne to, you just go to Dr. Bright. And
right.
There will be people that have very much confidence in Bright, your other physicians as well. And they will feel that same way about Dr. Murphy. And you're right now finding she's getting more and more busy as time goes along. So if they want to see Dr. Murphy, they need to make that appointment soon.
They do. And even for if you are thinking to get something completed before the end of the year for insurance-covered procedures, now's the time to get in for those consultations so that we can get you on the schedule before the holidays. The holidays will be filled probably by the end of September, beginning of October. So you need to get in now for those appointments.
Now, I have had a long litany of things I've asked you. What should I have asked you that I didn't?
Bill, I think you've covered everything.
Really?
I think so. You took a combed around to everything.
And for people that say, what's your most asked question right now, you would say?
What's the cost of a breast augmentation?
Really?
Yes.
And you will share that when somebody calls? And
yes.
You can, and I would guess that the cost would vary depending
on the procedure. It does vary. Yep. It does vary a little bit based on individuals, styles of implants, places of service. So there are fluctuations involved there. But we do give estimated prices.
She's Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota. And Spencer, Iowa.
And other locations are?
Watertown, Dakota Dunes, and Yankton.
I think you ought to include those in your title. Then we would
have. Oh, my. I'd never be able to finish talking.
Jody, we appreciate you. Even though it's Labor Day, the word today is still take care of your skin.
That's right.
Remember, the sun is out there. It beats on the pavement.
And reflection. It beats on you. Absolutely.
Nice to visit with you again today.
You too.
When we come back, we're going to talk about It's Your Business. It is Labor Day weekend. you know, it's that fair weather, and I've heard our friends on television this morning talking about all the good food at the fair.
Oh, boy.
Rev, we're here.
Corn dogs, baby.
Corn dogs would do
it. Oh, yeah. You got to have a foot long, Bill.
South Dakota ice cream up there, South Dakota State. Lauren Noss is with the State Fair Commission. He's chair of the State Fair Foundation. He's joined us in Huron this morning. Lauren, nice to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right. We did talk with Peter Nielsen, 4-H, in the last hour. And we did talk a little bit about the fact that you got 3,500 kids in the armory there. Old Clover Hall is no more. And you're looking to 2015.
Yeah, Clover Hall is no longer there. They've set up improvised there, and they got it making do until next year, which will be a new site for them, a lot better display area, much better display area. And we've had lots of donations come in through the 4-H coming up as we've started the fair. There is momentum growing here, so that's been great.
What Peter mentioned last hour, you were within $40,000 of meeting the goal that you had for when the fair started?
Right. Well, our goal is to get it. Be at $3 million by the time the fair is, and this is already just starting our second full day of the fair, and we're within that mark, and we've picked up quite a few thousand just over the few days, and some pledges and some specific gifts that have been given to us and to be pledged to the 4-H towards that match. So that's been great.
You're a part of the South Dakota Fair Commission. What's their feeling on the fair this year with the fact that you had a lot of very positive stuff from the Norby family? You've also had some very positive stuff from most of the media that's excited about taking care of the thousands of 4-H'ers.
That is great, yeah. Like I said one time, 4-H is a real big anchor for the fair, along with lots of other people, but 4-H is they're coming in droves today. And this is a family event for many of the people at the fair. It's a family event here. They've been coming for years. And like I said, these 4-H kids are our future leaders for South Dakota for the future of ag, whether they go to the farm or ranch or whether they go into some industry of some type where they are dealing with anything we do in South Dakota, I guess, number one industry, it is you are dealing with the rural farm community and ranch.
Lauren Noss, he's chair for the State Fair Foundation. He's on the Fair Commission. A lot of people have moved to South Dakota that have no idea how the fair wound up at Huron. Can you tell us how that came about?
You know, I really don't know all the history about that, but it was the first one. I probably had some sites. There was some land donated. Some of the land here has been leased from the railroad. I know it was a big hub for the railroad. It's the history has gone back several years. I don't have that information right here in front of me. But the infrastructure here, there are several buildings on the building here, on the infrastructure. And every year we're increasing the maintenance and just doing lots of structure work to maintain. Many of these buildings have been here, so we're updating the electrical systems in several of the buildings. I mean, the complex is huge.
I think
that's why we're doing one.
Lauren, the number I heard was 30,000 would be a nice attendance for the fair, and you've got Alabama in there tonight, if I remember right.
Yes, Alabama, they're still selling. There's still some tickets. They're expecting 7,000, and they have to go back quite a few years to find when we've had 7,000 at one show. So we're expecting 7,000. It's going to be people coming in pretty heavy today.
You know, the contributions to get to that $4 million figure for the new hall, the new 4-H hall, the exhibit hall, kind of points to the fact that people understand that farm is important, 4-H is important. I think the number is 3,500 of 9,000 4-H'ers will be attending this year. I would guess that in future years with a better hall, that number might increase.
Yeah, and the just to be able to showcase to the number of people that can see in the last few years. A lot of people didn't know where their exhibits were showcased by the counties, and that will just build momentum. The numbers, lots of people, the perception that the numbers are down. Actually, they're coming up. There is a change, even though the farm economy is less than it was a few years ago. There's lots of people that live in the city that have some part in the 4-H today, too. They don't necessarily have animals, but they have lots of projects. So it's a leadership learning experience in 4-H. I'm an old 4-H'er from back in Brookings County for years. So,
all right, those that still want to help raise the money for the new exhibit hall, how do they do that?
Well, the 4-H leaders have a booth set up right up on 3rd Street, just up by the museum, the historic museum, right where the close to the old Clover Hall. They have a 4-H, and they are selling bricks. We have a 6-inch by 9-inch brick paver for $1,000 or more, and you will have your name on there. On Sunday, we will be at the a big tent by the Women's Building, Expo Building, and we'll be serving muffins in the morning at 10, and at 1, and in the afternoon they'll be serving some other snack, and the whole tent will be dedicated to where they can go on Sunday also and make contributions and also see what the, we have an architectural drawing of what the building will look like, and that architectural drawing is also at the 4-H leaders booth as we speak.
Lauren Noss, thanks for your hard work with the fair group. We hope people will remember the fair runs till Labor Day. Looking for something to do in South Dakota this weekend, that wouldn't be a bad place. Lauren, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You bet. Bye.
When we come back, we'll check the numbers of the morning, the last time for August. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Going to be an interesting half hour. We're going to meet the Pizza Ranch Manager of the Year, a good friend, and he's going to give credit right back to a guy that mentored him for about 19 years. Plus, we'll talk as well with the lady that makes the welcome wagon work and the coffee cup fuel stop, which has become a big deal in Hartford as they continue to add a lot in the edge of everything, just west of Sioux Falls. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Remember, we are not doing a show on Monday. We're going to be off for Labor Day. The Ag Show will move to 10 o'clock next week. It'll be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Lucas Lynch will join us, and we'll be talking with a lot of the farm folks. They're going to help us wrap up the fair, kind of preview all the things that are going on as far as farm activities in South Dakota are concerned. We have a good lineup. Hope you'll join us next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. This is the part of the show where we do a lot of the numbers. We always like to check in with our friends at Coima K-Meg with Craig at Advanta Mortgage. We're also going to talk with Dr. Tim Lee Burton about specialty orthopedics. Dr. Tim, of course, was one of those that said that Tiger should get rid of his swing coach. It happened this week, and we'll talk about why that happened and another patient that he has. Jim Lowe is going to join us from Advanta Mortgage. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Ready for a Labor Day weekend. Are you?
Yes, I am, matter of fact. Craig's out liking it this weekend, so I'm filling in for him with the rates. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting everybody to the office for 3 days and enjoying their family and friends and coming back to work on Tuesday all fired up, ready to go.
All right. Right now, we are the last report we will have through the summer months. So what's our number this morning as far as the snapshot?
Pretty good, actually. Conventional loans, 4.125 with an APR of 4.297. We're quoting 3.875 on government FHA loans with an APR of 5.118. Rates holding steady through the summer. Looking pretty good for the fall, so I don't anticipate any big jumps until the middle of 2015.
18-7, what's that mean, Jim?
Means we're on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do give our staff a little time off every night. But we are available. If you're out on the weekend looking for a home, just call 275-2777. You can hook up with an on-call banker and get your questions answered.
A lot of times people come to town on a holiday weekend. They don't want to wait until Tuesday to talk to a bank or a mortgage company. That's when they can call you guys.
They sure can. 275-2777. Call and you can get an online banker, or you can go online too to our new website, AdvantaMortgage.com, and fill out an application right there.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, hit them straight, Bill.
I'll do my best.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities in Sioux Center. We'll check here what's trending this morning. Scott, good morning.
Well, hitting them straight, that's certainly not something I have to worry about on my golf game anyway, for certain. But
commodities, they don't always go straight with commodities either, do they?
No, certainly not. So, you know, we're struggling a little bit on the grains here today, you know, off another nickel. And we kind of thought we had some of these charts turned around, and they're kind of giving some of that back. And the biggest talk is I think we're just feels like we're still a little bit overpriced on our grain as far as the world demand goes. Kind of showed up in the export numbers this week, yesterday morning on the week. You know, we imported corn. That was the saddest thing for me to see, that we imported some corn, and knowing how much grain that we're sitting on here. And we also imported some old crop beans here too, which we know we're tight on the beans, but seeing it on the corn was definitely a little disappointing. So as far as the weather concerns go, kind of up in the air. You hear some different things. Fields aren't as good. You know, maybe you're going to be a little too wet, some problems there. You hear a lot of talk. I don't know if anything's really sticking as far as scaring the market, so I think everybody's still considering we've got a pretty good crop and feels like more risk to the downside.
Livestock prices recovering?
We've had a nice rally, $5.50 on the cattle and about $7 now on the hogs. So the futures have turned. Broke some downtrend lines to where everybody can feel a little bit better, and the hogs were just on that steady decrease. So everybody's starting to ask, you know, when are these hogs going to, you know, stop? Is there a spot I got to do some selling? And that's kind of the question we're asking ourselves. And a halfway rally back on these October hogs is going to put them at 103.50. Do I think that's possible? I think it's going to be kind of tough. Our hog weights are coming down, so that's helping us a little bit. But we know that we're entering the cooler season, and that's when PED starts having its issues. And I think the first case of PED, boy, we're going to hear about it, and they're going to really ride that hard again, I think, as far as trying to get the market to rally on that news. You know, seeing our prices come down throughout the summer is a little disappointed. Maybe it's not going to bite as much as it did last year with the PED rally, but something I'm kind of waiting for. And cash cattle prices staying pretty strong. You know, there was a little bit of 155 yesterday, and no bids out there today, but we are aware that there's probably going to be some contracted cattle pulled in the beginning of next month, so maybe a little bit of leverage that we give up, but still firm on the prices, and feeder prices are still running strong. They're tough to break even at the prices that they're at, and there's a lot of guys sitting on their hands, and they do buy feeders. They just have to jump in and get them and then kind of figure out how they can get them to work and hope for a rally to bail them out. So
he's Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities in Sioux Center. We're not going to talk to you Monday, but we are going to do our egg show on Wednesday. You join us then?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right. How do they reach you?
Tell you what, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-358-3047.
Scott Verilek, appreciate it. You have a good weekend. Hit them straight, will you?
I'm going to try, but I doubt it.
All right. Yeah. Let's check in with Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, who delivered the news to our golf partner, Randy Dierheim, on Wednesday that his golf days in 2014 were over, and perhaps he could even caddy for him until the snow flies. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I'm really excited about the football season, too. I have two girls that are sideline cheerleaders for Roosevelt, and I have a son that plays for USF. And then I have Ohio State that I root for, and then the Chicago Bears. So starting now, my golf time on the weekend will be a little bit limited.
You know, we did talk a little bit about Randy, and you never know in golf when you're going to have to finish a round one-handed or just walk in, and that happened to Randy.
Yeah, Randy had an unfortunate situation where during a golf swing, he struck the ground and immediately had pain in his wrist. And he tried to continue to golf, but his pain got worse. And it was something that he even said to me after his first visit when we tried to just an oral steroid. He said he could golf. It was tolerable. But as he tried to golf, he knew that with the pain that he was continuing to have, it was probably worth getting it looked into more. And I was able to see him that day, and we got an MRI the same day and got the results pretty much immediately within half a day to find out that he had a broken bone in his wrist. So he's well on his way to into his treatment plan now, and luckily he didn't delay things. But I think a lot of people, they have these aches and pains, and if Randy had tried to continue to golf, he could have turned a problem that's a non-surgical problem into a problem that would have required him to have surgery. So people shouldn't live with these aches and pains, because you could be burning a bridge by not at least getting a diagnosis.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. The Deutsche Bank is the tournament, second week of the FedEx Championship. Keegan Bradley and Jason Kokroff are at minus -4. Jordan Spieth is at minus -3, but you look at Adam Scott, he's plus +3. So those are the early numbers. I suppose you had all the right players this week.
Well, the only person that I had in that list is Keegan Bradley. I do have Henrik Stenson. I think he was at minus -1 the last time I looked, and I have Jim Furyk, who I think is going to play well. But I picked Kevin Na this week, because I'm really hoping that he can play extremely well, because I think if he, or even be a captain's pick for our Ryder Cup team, because I think, Bill, if we have Kevin Na on our Ryder Cup team, he will drive the European team crazy with his antics out on the course, and I think that would give us an advantage.
I think you're right. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, how do they reach you?
275-5560, or Google Specialty Orthopedics, or my name, Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
All right, you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Just ahead, the Hartford family and the Hartford Pizza Ranch, chosen best of the entire Pizza Ranch system. That's part of the interview when it's your business. Hartford decided in 2014 to be a part of the It's Your Business family. So on the last Friday of the month, we review what's ticking in Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. We'll talk to the volunteer of the month, Diane Barbie, the Hartford Welcome Wagon. She's also going to tell you that Pampered Pets is included in that. Roxy Wayland with the Coffee Cup Fuel Stop, new surroundings there. And a guy named Adam DeYoung. Hartford Pizza Ranch recently named the Restaurant Chains Manager of the Year. I can't wait to talk to all three of you and make it all come together. Diane, you are the volunteer of the month. And after a lot of discussion, it has pretty much put Welcome Wagon back to center stage, and businesses like the Pampered Pets decide that there's a nice way to greet people when they move to town.
Yes, it's a really good thing. It's new. It's something was old and brought back. We like to try to meet with the people in person, not just drop it off at their door and hang it. We actually knock on their door, hope that they come. A lot of times they're not real happy to see people standing at their door thinking it's going to be a salesman. But when we hand them the bag and shake their hand and welcome them to Hartford and tell them what's in the bag, they're pretty excited, because it's not something you really get anymore.
Reactions that you get when you get past the "who is this at my door?" What cookies are you selling?
Yeah, their faces usually go from frown to big smile. They just can't believe that the people are doing that nowadays still, and they're getting free stuff and information. You know, that people need information about what's in their town that they move to, churches, businesses, such as Pampered Pets, which is my business. That's why I like to see if they've got dogs and let them know that I'm here for them.
Well, it's kind of an old-fashioned way to do it, and we would encourage other communities to do it and say, well, Hartford does it. We should be doing it, too.
That's right.
Just tell people that. Roxy Whalen is an old friend of mine. We go to church together at St. George, and you provide the sparkle for the change that's been made. What used to be the old Tammann Oil that was sitting there is now Coffee Cup Fuel Stop?
Oh, yes, Phil. You know, this has been a very exciting time for the Hartford Coffee Cup Fuel Stop with these beautiful new renovations that we've done and all the specialties that we offer now. We are overjoyed with everything.
You know, it's at mile marker 387, and you've just went through a time that involved the bikers. How did you take care of them as they went through?
Well, you know, the bikers, this is just a long-standing tradition that I have excitement when the bikers come every year. And it seems like every year they grow more and more. We have groups up to like 100 that come at a time. And we were so happy with all the new additions that we've had in our food and all our novelties, souvenirs, gift shop that we have. We're so happy that we had so much more to offer them this year. It was wonderful. Exciting.
It is exciting. And if you know Roxy, you know that's Roxy, whether she's on the microphone or off. But I always like to kind of joke that you guys are on the edge of everything right at 387.
Oh, we are. And there's a lot of things happening over there. I think things just change. And if you have missed us maybe for 1 week, you probably better stop because something new might be there.
Adam DeYoung is the manager of the Hartford Pizza Ranch. And, you know, I saw the story in the paper and I said, I know that guy, but where do I know him from? And it's like, Bill, you're back again. You know, we lose money when you come through.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Now, you were named the best manager in the chain. How many restaurants in the Pizza Ranch chain?
You know, I think there's right around 190 right now.
All right. So what was the difference?
You know, we are supported really well by a couple communities, with the West Central community and the Tri-Valley School District community. And a lot of great people out in our communities. We have wonderful kids that work for us, kids and adults, I should say. I do have my older sister, Laura, working for me currently, too. So, hi, Laura. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening, so I thought I'd better give them a shout-out quick, too. But a lot of great people in those communities, so, yeah.
One of the things that you did, and it didn't surprise me because I've known you for a while, and that's you gave Todd Ferris a lot of credit for putting up with a young Adam.
Oh, yeah.
To where you are today.
Yes. Todd is, you know, he's the key behind it. He has had so many successful stores over the years. And, you know, he's been involved with just Brandon and Sioux Falls 41st Street and T, just to name a few. But a lot of them. And they've all been really successful. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart businessman. And he's taught me a lot over the years. So Todd is really the key behind all of it.
Now, you graduated from West Central. You were in the Army Guard. Attended Dakota State. And now... Yep. You're getting to do what Todd did to you, mentoring those people and affect their lives as Pampered and Coffee Cup Fuel Stop do for those in the future that are going to be part in our work site.
Well, right. And, you know, it's funny because I have Diane's daughter, Skylar, working for me now, and she's one of my great workers. And, you know, there's just so many kids that do wonderful things. They want to come out. They want to support, you know, local businesses. They want to work, and they do a great job. And, you know, it is a part of our responsibility to help these young kids grow up and learn a work ethic and learn, you know, what it's like to get out in the world and earn your keep a little bit. So, yeah.
Well, knowing you as I did, if there were 197 of you in the Pizza Ranch chain, they'd be even better than they are today, Adam.
Okay. Well, that's nice of you to say.
But it's true. It's true. Thank because you do take care of the customers. You've got that busy feel. You're almost a little Merlin.
Yeah.
Because Merlin has that same look in his eye from Sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of the customer because the customer is always.
Exactly. It just Merlin is great. We are right next door, right with Sunshine, and we share a parking lot. And it's been, you know, he's great to work beside. And, you know, he's a wonderful person, him and Cherry both. So.
All right. Hartford, South Dakota. Give you each a chance to talk about why Hartford is different. And one of the things the focus groups told us, Diane, Roxy, Adam, was they love being close to Sioux Falls, but Hartford wanted their own identity. They didn't want to be a Brandon. They didn't want to be a T. They didn't want to be a Harrisburg. They wanted to have their own identity. Is that one of the things you see, Diane?
Yeah. It's a great place to live. We try to get people out there from Sioux Falls and to shop out there. I bring people in for my work into Hartford from Sioux Falls to get their dog groomed, and then they shop in Hartford. They go to Sunshine, they go to Pizza Ranch, they go to Coffee Cup and get gas. And it's a great place to live. It's everybody knows everybody. I love living there. I don't know anybody that doesn't like to live there.
Roxy, I didn't ever think you were going to get that building open. I went by and you had to go through plastic. You had to go through. I just kept hoping you wouldn't get a tornado and that plastic could wind up at what used to be a restaurant across the street. And it's working. You walk in there, it feels clean, it feels new, and it makes people understand that you don't have to go to Sioux Falls to get the best cup of coffee.
That's right. That's so true. We have a fantastic line of coffees available, and we have a really friendly, loving atmosphere, and that makes all the difference in the world. People know we care about them.
Adam, I've got to ask you the question because I know it's football opener tonight.
Yeah.
It is certainly that time where everybody's talking about Brandon and Roosevelt. Maybe they should remember somebody that's out at West Central that might be pretty good this season. What do you think?
Yeah, Trojans are going to look pretty solid this year. I know they're, I think they started off ranked number one. There's a lot of good teams in 11A this year, but, you know, I think West Central deserves to start the year at number one. So it's going to be interesting. Good season.
One of the things that I have learned is that teams that come in to visit usually use the pizza ranch.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're just hoping that it's a tough bite of the pizza on the way home. But regardless,
a sad bite, yeah.
Yeah, a sad bite. Yeah. But you always take care of people, regardless of whether it's a football team or just the people that come in.
Yeah, I try. You know, we have such a great community out in Hartford. We're pretty self-sufficient. We have a great grocery store in Sunshine. We have the great dog grooming place where I take my dog to Diane's business over at Pampered Pets. You know, we have so many great things. We have the gas stations. We have Get and Go. We have, the Hardy Stop. We have Coffee Cup. We have a lot of great businesses. We have great restaurants, and we have great people. So it's really nice.
Adam DeYoung, Manager of the Year for the Pizza Ranches, Roxy Whalen, Coffee Cup, Fuel Stop, and Diane Barbie, a Hartford Welcome Wagon, and, of course, Pampered Pets. Appreciate you guys taking time. You had a great message today.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
on
Bill.
On Hartford. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, Main Street to Wall Street. I guess you might mention football as well with the little tie you have at Brandon. What do you think?
Morning, Bill. Morning, everyone. Yeah, I think if you're bored tonight and the rain holds off, it would be worth your drive out to Howard Wood to check out Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and Brandon Valley. Go Lynx.
Main Street to Wall Street. What's in it?
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the Daily Market Report. Stocks are mixed this morning as a positive read on consumer confidence is being offset by reports of Russian troop movement inside the Ukraine. Thomson Reuters News and University of Michigan's final take on consumer sentiment in August hit its highest reading since July of 2007. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best-performing sector is financials. Worst-performing sector is industrials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points at 17,063. S&P 500 index is up 1 at 1,997. And the NASDAQ is up 14 at 4,571. Volume on the New York Exchange, though, is only traded about 115 million shares. That's incredibly low. Advancers are outnumbering decliners by a 3-2 margin. In commodity markets, gold is down $2 at $1,287. Silver is at $19.54. And crude oil prices are at $95.13. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is trading just above 13. Citigroup is up 24 cents at 51.63. Raven is up 19 cents at 26.93. Summit Hotel Properties is at 11. And Meta Financial Bank is at 38.26, up 50 cents. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice and guidance, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
And when you're not at Howard Wood tonight, how do they reach you?
Locally, 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com.
All right. You have a good weekend.
See you later. Thanks.
One last stop. That's John at Valentino's. Labor Day weekend. You all ready for it?
We sure are, Bill.
All right.
You got the families.
You got the fish today. You got food that's going to be available. through the entire weekend, even Labor Day.
That's right. We open normal hours on Labor Day, but we open 11 o'clock for lunch, and that carries on through until about 8:30 at night.
The Sunday brunch is always a big part of it, and I always just love listening to the menu. There's a couple of things in there that just really make me think on Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of brunch items. I mean, we have sausage, bacon, and ham. And again, the ham is not the wimpy sliced stuff. It's nice and thick. You got to cut it with a knife. So we have scrambled eggs. We have two different breakfast casseroles. We have fried potatoes. We make our own biscuits and gravy. We have waffles and French toast. We make our own muffins that day. And, of course, we got orange juice, fresh fruit. A couple different breakfast pizzas. And then we also have most of the standard lunch items out, such as lasagna, spaghetti, and fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. You can't go through the day without those.
You know, I was really good last hour, John. I mentioned the word salad, which I have to do by contract once a week. But you need to mention a dessert in our last 30, 40 seconds.
Yes. We got a huge dessert bar. We have about 7 different desserts ranging from brownies to chocolate pudding cake. We actually have a blueberry torta and, of course, our famous peanut butter chocolate chip temptation with real chocolate and vanilla ice cream. And, of course, the number one favorite is our cinnamon bread twist.
All right. John.
I'm hungry.
41st and Willow. Okay. He likes to say Western, but you can find it either place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where Rev used to cut the grass.
Yep.
Yep.
Used to mow that yard, baby.
Yep.
John, you have a nice weekend. Tell everybody hello at Valentino's. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.